Well, this week, the House of Representatives approved more spending on metal detectors and other school security measures in the wake of the Parkland shooting, but no action on gun control. Parkland is just the latest place to deal with the effects of gun violence. And in Columbine and Aurora, Colorado, memories are still raw. And like the rest of the country, the state is deeply divided over what measures to take to prevent attacks. Ali Budner from member station KRCC in Colorado Springs reports.
Heather Martin teaches high school in Aurora, Colorado. She says a recent gun scare sent the entire school into a red lockdown.
Everybody was freaking out and didn't know what to do. And I'm like, how do you guys not know what to do? Like, we live in Colorado. This is a thing. You know, the Aurora Theater is right down the street.
Martin should know. She was a senior at Columbine High School on Tuesday, April 20th, 1999. Choir class had just started.
A student came running up the stairs and opened the door and said, "Someone's got a gun downstairs and they're shooting."
Martin and dozens of other students barricaded themselves into a nearby office for 3 hours, gunshots rattling the walls around them.
We were definitely under the impression that we weren't going to make it out of there alive.
But they did. Still, the trauma hounded her for years. She dropped out of college, but eventually she found her way back to school, got her degree, and now she teaches 12th grade English. Martin says if a shooter came to her classroom now, she has a plan, and a backup plan, and a backup to the backup plan. She talks to her students about hiding or self-evacuating.
Because I want them to know that they need to take it seriously, so I tell them my story.
One thing Martin can't imagine doing is something President Trump recently proposed, arming herself in the classroom.
And I love my children, and, you know, I will do my best to protect them. But that's just not something I don't think I could ever do.
Another Columbine survivor hopes some teachers will. Patrick Neville was a sophomore in 1999.
I'll never forget seeing a father who I'd known for several years and was running around frantically and couldn't find his son. Never saw his son alive again, and I'll never forget that pain in his eyes.
Today, Neville is the House Minority Leader in Colorado's state legislature. Colorado allows people with permits to carry concealed weapons, except in schools and some federal buildings. And Neville wants to change that. Several years in a row, he's introduced legislation to allow teachers to carry concealed guns. His most recent version failed yet again, but Neville says he's undeterred. He hears from his daughter's own teachers, he says, who want to be armed in the case of a school shooter.
It gives me comfort to know that there are teachers who would be willing to protect my kids, but we don't let them.
I'm just going to start off by saying no, I don't want teachers to be armed.
That's Samara Shim, a gentle but fiercely opinionated 10th grader at Renaissance Secondary School in Castle Rock, Colorado. She's sitting around a table with a few of her classmates.
We should be looking at it as, how can we stop school shootings altogether?
Shim and her peers have never known a world before Columbine.
So left like a shadow over like everybody.
That's Jack Pascarello, an 8th grader with freckles and dyed green hair.
I mean, even now, it's still, like, people are still, like, talking about it and analyzing what went wrong.
Like the rest of the country, the students around this table don't all agree on how to respond. Pascarello worries about an unstable student grabbing a teacher's gun. And what if the teacher's unstable?
Like, not every teacher's the sanest person out there.
But Gabe Taylor thinks the system will protect students from teachers who shouldn't have a gun.
They go through all the consistent background checks and very extensive training.
Taylor's a tall, thin 10th grader with a crop of curly brown hair. He's wearing a bullet on a chain around his neck. He says arming teachers is one solution.
In the event of a school shooting, it could completely minimize the amount of lives that are taken.
He also says banning bump stocks and limiting the legal gun buying age to 21 would help. At the end of the day, it's clear these teens deeply crave solutions. Samara Shim says she talks about the issue at school all the time.
Even though, like, I stand for gun control and Gabe stands for, like, the right to bear arms, it's still, we're both concerned about the safety of other people, and neither of us are against change to prevent future tragedies from happening.
And if any answers are going to come from Colorado, a purple state that's home to two of the country's worst mass shootings, it might just come from young people like this, talking out their differences and making their voices heard. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Budner.
And Ali's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.